final term. Not only that, but in both testaments, the righteous man is the man who is said to live by faith, not by perfect deeds. So righteousness does not mean moral perfection, but being in the right with God because of faith. What's more, being a man of faith doesn't mean a life of perfect consistency either. Look at David, the man after God's own heart. Yet he was a murderer, an adulterer, and more than once avoided obeying God's will. But that doesn't stop him from being declared as, quote, doing all God's will by the Apostle Paul. Or consider Abraham, the father of the faith, who along with Sarah believed that God would provide them with a son. Yet that biblically honored faith was not perfect, as they both laughed in derision at God's promise at first. Later, Abraham argued with God over his scorched earth policy at Sodom. Moses was famous for his testy debates with God. King David's Psalms were sometimes complaints to his Maker. The very name Israel means to struggle with God. All the heroes in the Hebrews Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11 had sinful moments, lapses of obedience, and even periods of running from God's call or struggling with their Creator. It would not be heresy to suggest that Noah may have had his own journey with God that began in fear and ended in faith. In fact, to say otherwise is to present a life inconsistent with the reality of every human being.